Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. John, big week here at the Under Armour Performance Center. Joe Flacco just signed a six-year, $120 million contract. So that's kind of been the talk, the buzz around town here. So let's go ahead and start there for this week's edition of Buy or Sell.
I'm thinking maybe Joe should buy.
Joe's buying a lot right now. Yeah. He's buying a lot. This first one here, this is from Sports Illustrated. It's SI.com says that no longer is Flacco stuck proving that he can win the big game. Instead, now we'll spend the next several seasons under the financial microscope. His naysayers are now turning their attention to how he performs in relation to guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers.
I am buying that, I think. I don't know that Joe wants to hear that or that, you know, people think that's the right comparison, or that I don't know that he's going to win those comparisons, you know, at least in terms of stats. But when you sign a big contract like that, you know, where you're making as much money as those guys, it's only natural that you're going to be compared to them. So, you know, the metric with Joe is always different, right? It's wins, it's performances in the playoffs, and the way the Ravens run their offense is going to be different. He's not going to, probably not going to have those huge numbers, but he will be compared to him, so he's going to have to live with that.
Well, he said last year, you know, it made all the talk of everybody, you know, questioning, oh, I'm an elite quarterback, I'm one of the best, I'm the best. Don't you think that's a class that he wants to be in? I mean, if you're talking about the best guys, you're talking about the Breezes, the Mannings, the Bradys. Isn't that the class he wants to be in?
It is. Yeah. It is the class he wants to be in, and you can, listen, stats, you can prove or disprove just about anything. And Joe has some unbelievable postseason stats that are as good as anybody's. I mean, really better going back a couple of years. So he's there in some respects. So, you know, there will be those comparisons.
That's a fair comparison as well. All right, the next one, this is from National Football Post. It said that, you know, Flacco's reign as the NFL's highest paid player, which he is right now,
yes,
his reign with that title is going to be short-lived. Are you buying or selling that?
I'm buying that. I think it's true. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Certainly by this time next year, Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, for better or worse, I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco have the same number of Super Bowl rings. Mm-hmm. Aaron has those unbelievable regular season stats. He's been a regular season MVP. So he's probably going to make a little bit more. I mean, and plus, those contracts just go up.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco even said it himself. He says, it's temporary. He knows it. And, you know, Matt Ryan may get more this year. Now, Matt probably does, you know, if you get into this comparison game, you know, he doesn't have the playoff success. You start talking about the hardware. He's not even close. But to the Atlanta Falcons, he's really valuable. I mean, he's everything to them. Everything runs through him, so he's going to command a lot of money. So he could well go past Joe, and Aaron Rodgers surely will.
Is Joe's contract here kind of the new benchmark for the elite quarterbacks? You know, Drew Brees was last year, now it's Flacco, and then the next guy up down the line.
I think so, and it make leaps. And Joe's was based on Brees's.
Yeah.
I mean, Brees's contract was sort of the new benchmark, that $20 million a year threshold, I think, was a new one. And Brees hit it last year, and that Joe benefited this year.
Mm-hmm. All right, the third opinion, this one is from Baltimore Sun, an interview with Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus said in that interview that nose tackle is the Ravens' sneaky need flying under the radar this offseason.
Yeah, I'm buying that as well. I mean, you could go through several sneaky needs, but yeah, I mean, nose tackle is a place Terrence Cody drafted 3 years ago. Didn't have a great 2012. I think everybody knows that. I mean, he couldn't get on the field that much. Maki Kimoyatu is a free agent and didn't have a super strong year either. I mean, I think the Ravens are certainly looking at that position. So, yeah, that's definitely a need.
And the good news for the Ravens is that defensive tackle spot, the nose tackle spots there in the interior of the defensive line, strong depth throughout the draft, first three rounds, and may be able to look at that spot here in the next month's draft. So, all right, that's all the time we have today, but go ahead and keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com for everything throughout the offseason.